Hello, hello. It is the Love Uplifted Lady. So excited to be here talking with you. I am so enjoying the feedback that I'm getting off of your brave mindset. Hearing the stories, you know, knowing your story first about what you face bravely, seeing you go through the hero's journey, and just knowing what more is going to be brought out of you. So I hope that at this point you have a pen and a notepad, your amazing workbook in hand, ready to go, because we have another amazing day of bravery mindsetting. So if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's get steady and going. So today, I want you to write at the top of your paper, our topic is, it's normal to experience fear. Again, the topic is, it's normal to experience fear. So fear is a natural emotion, y'all. You know, it's something we have to deal with. Don't ever think that there's going to be a time in your life that you're going to be completely fearless, because it's not the way our body is made up. You know, scientifically, bio and genetically, you are not made to not have fear. You know, it is a reason why we can do that, because we can easily move away from danger if we feel fear correctly. So most of the time is that we are overstimulated by so many shocking events that have happened in our life, or rather how we perceive these events, that we become over fearful. And then it keeps us in this box of isolation. So, you know, I've really been thinking about it. If you've ever been against something big, you felt righteous fear, right? Like deep down inside, that fear was generated in the mind, and it could be felt through your entire body. From an upset stomach to hair raising on the back of your neck, your body knows when it's afraid, right? So your personal life experience defines fear and how you filter it. So some people are more afraid than others. That's okay. You know, some of us, we can turn the light off and we're fine. Some of us turn the light off and we need like a little lamp beside the bed. Perfectly okay. No matter what your age is, we see things differently. So there are a lot of reasons why people are fearful or fearless, like depending on what you've grown up with, what you've endured, your capacity of what you can manage with fear and what it may look like, and what makes it different from you can come from a lot of typical factors influencing this fear. So it can be your socioeconomics, it can be safety, it can be culture, it can be your mental health, confidence, or past traumas. So let's take a look. When we're thinking about the socioeconomic effects and things that affect us, children who grew up in safer neighborhoods tend to fear less than those that are raised in high crime areas. You know, psychologists would argue that children raised in their hierarchy of needs met tend to worry less about their developmental years than children that lack food, safety, nurturing, and other basic needs, and that learn to worry from a young age. You know, we are watching this unfold time and time again, day after day right now with what we're dealing with. And I promise to never talk about politics here, but I do want you to think about it this way. You know, there are so many ways that we can look at things and see the glass half full or the glass half empty. You know, if we're in a place where we've only ever been in one area, we don't know what the outside looks like. So I know a lot of times we can say the grass might be greener in someone else's land, but there are many times that we know the grass isn't greener and we avoid those places. You know, even if our place is something we complain about, we still aren't willing to go see how bad is, so that we can appreciate and be less fearful in our areas, or even, you know, add safety to those people. So no, again, one of those main things is where we grow up makes a huge difference in our fear level. Number two is our safety affects the rate of our fear. So regardless of income, some households are unsafe. Families where there are a lot of violence presence tend to be raising more fearful children who filter life through more limiting beliefs, and then those kids that come from a stable home. So living in unsafe situation generates real fear that morph into irrational fears about unrelated things. I can tell you this honestly, you know, I am a survivor of domestic violence. I will say that my child at the time, my oldest daughter, had never suffered the wrath of that. She never suffered the pain that I thought physically, but mentally it had done things to her that I had no idea. Years after leaving the situation, she still jumped when you closed the door. You know, she still had that look of disbelief when you would kind of get on her about certain things, and she took things as if she was making such a huge wrong that the fear flooded her and she would literally be paralyzed unable to speak because of just that fear that was placed in her from violence that she heard. So, you know, in that, think about where you could be living in the most amazing house and be living in turmoil and be inciting that turmoil into your children who may seem fearless now, but can as adults approach life with a lot of fear and anxiety, and it can actually hold them back. So say, get a hold on that. Talk to your kids about their safety level in your house, how they feel, and what things you can do to improve that for them. The next one is culture affects our rate of fear. The culture of our home, our community, our schools, our religion, and the places where we spend a significant amount of our time directly affects the type and the intensity of fear people live with. Anywhere and any place where fear is a part of your culture increases the likelihood that fear will end up being a part of that person's personal experience for life. So I want you to think about that. If you live somewhere where, you know, you can ride around in a golf cart, you can walk on sidewalks, you can take your dog for a walk fearless of what would happen, you do tend to have a different edge when you move around life, right? In your zone where you feel comfortable in your culture. But say now you go somewhere where maybe you do have to put up a different edge. Maybe you do have to look over your shoulder when you hear someone drive up. There is going to be a different type of fear there. There's going to be a different level in how these two people approach one another. So I would tell you, always look into a culture that you don't know anything about, whether that be higher standards, lower standards, or right where you think you may be at. Someone next door may be really facing things deeper than what you are, or maybe living in a fearful state that you might not feel is even pressuring your life. So think about all the things. It is not just clearly what we see and what we create our judgments on. It's what's really happening. And you know, that's how we show ourselves gratitude, is by looking at every portion of what goes on and not just scrutinizing it down to what our magnifying glass wants to see, right? So our next one is mental health. Mental health affects a rate of our fear. Mental health is a wide topic, you know, from organic mental health to behavioral issues stemming from unhealthy environments. Mental health plays a large part in our fear. The more mentally stable someone is, the lower impact of their fear, right? Some organic mental health, such as paranoia or anxieties, are kind of rooted in fear. So living with depression can also increase the frequency and the intensity of that fear. So just being aware that our mental health controls a lot of things. You know, for me growing up as a kid with unmedicated ADHD, I found a way through all of my activities and living in the woods and having the sound, you know, waterfront access at my fingertips to be very, very free, so to speak, with what I was dealing with. I could always kind of find something to do to keep me engaged. And that was a good thing for my mental health, that I was in a situation where I could be free with my mind, even though I sometimes felt caged in the body, that the body was doing things unlike what maybe my parents had asked for me to do. It's wanting to move, they're wanting me to sit. So you're kind of always dealing with that inner disbelief. But we can go into things such as PTSD, as I mentioned before, you know, not to trigger anyone, but going through domestic violence, it creates a whole new fear. You know, becoming an adult and going and sitting down and talking to a psychiatrist and them, you know, validating that you have PTSD, as if I didn't know the dreams of reliving things were what that was. It was different for someone to diagnose you with someone and, you know, to say, here's the help you can take, and take whatever journey you need to, and listen to your heart when it comes to making those decisions. But there was a fear that got inside it there, that even though I was experiencing all the symptoms of what this mental health illness was, it wasn't until someone diagnosed me with something that I really felt the fear about, what if I can't control it, right? So I want you to think about that. You know, it is not to make you more paranoid if right now you know that you have just talked to a doctor and you're getting your mind right. Those are the first steps, is getting the mind right. So we're going to move on now into confidence affects our rate of fear. So the definition of confidence is feeling or the belief that one can rely on something or someone else with firm trust. So the more confident you are in yourself and those that you are around, the easier it's going to be for you to manage your fear and the less fear you will be experiencing overall. People who suffer with low self-esteem are fearful of more things and experience fear at deeper levels. And that's just to be 100% honest. If you are giving yourself negative back talk and dialogue all day long, how are you going to ever feel positive? So the same thing with fear. If you're in these fearful situations, you're always showing lineup with people that are unreliable and you're hard to rely on, it's not going to make you feel as confident at how you approach things in your life. So thinking about those things as you move forward. The next one is past traumas really affect the rate of your fear. So living through crisis changes people. Experiencing trauma can make it very hard to return to quote unquote normal. Most people live wondering if they can survive a trauma. Those who do live in fear of what if it can happen again? Though we are developed to a degree of bravery that we're well aware of how difficult things can get in tough times, if you or someone that you love has really dealt with one or more factors that have increased their fear to make it feel overwhelming, so overwhelming that you're uncomfortable, avoiding fear altogether isn't generally going to be the goal because it's not realistic. You know, the fact is the fear can lead to negativity. Some fear is healthy, yes, and it can actually help you grow mentally stronger. But fear can also be one of those things that pulls you to go backwards just as much as it can pull you to go forward. You know, fear itself can be a good thing. Healthy fear is what kept, you know, some of the early men and women being able to eat when we had other huge animals like saber-toothed tigers running around, right? They were able to eat their food. They had to kind of do big dog eats big dog on this one. Fear can be one of those primal things that ignites that fight or flight reaction to the brain. For example, you may sense walking down a dark alleyway and hearing or seeing like this ominous noise and think that, you know, you need to run, right? That's your fight or flight. That's like, get out of there, girl. You don't know what's going on. Don't take a chance. Don't look back. Don't do like one of those crazy old movies back in the day where she falls like right near a gutter and gets drowned, right? We don't want to be that person. That's a good thing when we have fight or flight. But there are all types of fear. You know, some are healthy and some aren't healthy. Differentiating between the two types or the few types of fears is what can really help you identify how you should be dealing with those triggers or those warning signs, or how to act against it and really to develop bravery in that area. Being brave oftentimes means feeling fear and acting against it or in spite of it. And it's important to know when you address this fear with bravery that you do it by being led to make a better decision. That is not just something that you say, you know what, I'm going to hunker down, wait for the moment to pass, and then the next time. It's something that you slowly start stepping into, definitely if it's going to take you to a positive place. For me right now, what I could say I've been most fearful about is writing my book, you know, the continuation of my story, letting it be heard for my ears. And the ears, I know it's going to transform. There used to be a time that I would never give myself a personal accolade, right? That because it would sound so selfish. But in that confidence, like we spoke about earlier, is how you get things done. You know, and you know, I've heard this saying plenty of times, and in a lot of ways you shouldn't do it. But when it comes to fear and breaking that boundary there and really creating that bravery for yourself, you have to sometimes fake it until you make it. I am right now getting ready to head into some amazing changes within my life. And I think that looking at it optimistically and saying, not will I do it, but when I do it, it changes the trajectory of how I see the fear, because I already have imagined myself on the backside of what success looks like. And it makes approaching the journey and the fear that much more worth it. So I thank you all for listening in on another brand new day. There is no action today. I just want you to relax yourself after listening to this. Really think about some of those things that we spoke about before. You know, what are some of those things that might have incited more fear in you? And maybe you need to do a little check number down the side. Maybe all 5 to 6 things were high for you. And when you're feeling this fear, it's coming from a real place. And if there's anything that I can do to help you in that place, let me know, because I want to be here to help you do whatever it is that I can do while we're in this bravery moment. So this podcast has been a little bit longer, but I really wanted to dive into depths, all the things that can be creating our fear. So have a great one. And again, your love uplifted lifestyle is out there. You just got to be willing to go find it.